to cut wood, you'd use a
square. You mean to saw?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Hand saw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also, to level, you have something you'd use to level it? Make sure the wood is...
Way back there, I don't remember ever seeing a level.
Yeah.
But how they got things level, I don't know, unless they use it just eyesight for it.
Uh-huh.
But I know a house or two that was built back then, later on, had to be leveled up, and it taken 3 to 4 inches to level them. But they used water levels then. That's been a while back, you know. I think back in them days I don't remember seeing anybody build anything at that when I was a kid like that, to watch them real close to see what they really did use, but they're bound to use some little something or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have got it level with.
Let's see, you could chop wood with them.
Axe, well, we had a double bit.
Double bit?
Yeah, and then and a pole axe, they called it. One side you chop with, and the other side you could beat anything with.
Yeah, right, that was a pole axe.
Yeah.
And then a double axe was...
A double bit had a blade on both sides of it.
Double bit had a blade on both
sides. Yeah, one side of it, one blade you used to trim the hard knots off with, and the other is what you chopped with.
Okay, let's say you have a horse dragging a buggy. Before you can hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shaves.
Shafts?
Shaves, they called them.
Shafts?
Yeah.
If you have a wagon and two horses, you know what the long wooden piece between the horses is?
Tongue.
Let's say a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, and he was going into town. You'd say he was taking that wood, what would you say he was doing with it?
Well, I fitted a mini load of it when I was a kid. I don't know what they called us. Whether they called us woodmen or what. I believe that's what the kids would call us on the street when they'd see us come in and holler to their mama, "Here comes a woodman."
Yeah.
And everything. But
you'd say he was doing what? He was carrying the wood, or he was...
Call him a wood hauler.
Hauler?
Yeah.
He was hauling the wood or drawing it or... Carting it along.
Mm-hmm. But I hauled a many a damn load of wood and sold it in town when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and pick up lighted nuts and cam and so.
Mr. What do you call the X-shaped frame you'd lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths? Do you have a word for that? It was, used for sawing logs.
Uh-huh.
It's a carpenter's tool, sort of. Did you have a word for it? You'd have two of them, and you'd lay a piece of wood across it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Sawhorses.
Sawhorses?
I think that's what you're asking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you have, you had an A-frame, and you'd have an X-frame. Did you have any different words for it?
No. No. Just plain set of sawhorses, that's all I can remember that we ever used. And what we used when I was a kid was blocks of wood. We cut a lot of wood for stove wood, and some of it you didn't split up, and you could take them blocks and put them down for sawhorses or to get up on to do anything. Yeah, that's what we used when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what a sawhorse looked like until somebody come along later in years with them.